Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Community Talk Radio 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we've been speaking with Deputy Commissioner of Nassau County Office of Human Services and Office for the Aging, George Martinez. George, you know, thank you for all this information. And we're kind of learning a little bit more about the Office of Human Service and also the different areas under human service, including, of course, service for the aging. So before the break, I know, Otto, you had some interest in learning about the different departments.
Well, I was very surprised, frankly, like Office for the Aging, and I read and I see they have 70 programs. You're involved with adult daycare, senior centers, all kinds of different stuff, including legislature stuff that might be important for seniors. And I was just wondering, you mentioned Meals on Wheels as being one of the bigger areas. What are some of the other primary areas that your department, Human Services for the Aging gets involved with?
Yeah, I guarantee I'll leave some out. But before I do that, one of the things I have to say is I'm extremely lucky. I mean, I have a tremendous amount of coworkers, the staff for Office for the Aging. I can never say enough good things about them. You know, sometimes people who work in the government, civil servants, get a bad reputation. Not here. I mean, this is one of the most dedicated group of people I've seen. You know, I came from the real world, from the public, from the private sector. I mean, people really, you know, here are just dedicated. You know, they just don't stop. Having said that, I'm very lucky. I mean, we do everything from so forth. We currently oversee 15 senior centers in Nassau County, 14 of which we partner up with other agencies, and then one that the county runs and operates in Bethpage. And that's an interesting center because it basically is. It's a different group of seniors there every single day. So that kind of makes it a little bit of a challenge going forward. We mentioned the Meals on Wheels. We also provide a lot of food at the centers. There's breakfast programs, there's lunch programs. We're actively looking to get very diverse. We're looking to get vendors to provide ethnic sensitive foods to our centers. We provide an amazing amount of programs, everything from art classes to music classes, exercise classes. I mean, I can't tell you, sometimes I wonder what to charge for a gym membership because so many seniors are coming in for our exercise classes. In fact, there's some seniors who go from center to center to pick up the exercise classes as we go along. We partner up with both Town of Hempstead and North Hempstead to do the beach program, which, it's been lousy the last couple of Wednesdays and Mondays, but hopefully this Wednesday will be great where a lot of seniors spend the day at the beach. The day programs are really something special. It's a lot of people, particularly with dementia and Alzheimer's, it's a great opportunity to not only give them a chance to get some hand-to-hand, but also to people who are their caretakers. They need a break. So it's an opportunity for them to get out there and do that kind of stuff. We provide transportation. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. The words partner up. And yeah. That's my feeling is that a lot of this you're not actually doing, but you're partnering up with people and facilitating them to be able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, otherwise physically and emotionally, we just could never do it. You can imagine what the headcount of the staff would be in the county. So there's a lot of smart people out there. It's a lot of programs that we support and we partner with. You know, perfect example would be like Catholic Charities. I mean, we partner up with them for them to run some of our senior centers, but also to provide the Meals on Wheels program with EAC to do the same thing. You know, they have the ability, so we partner up with them. You know, we kind of come together and build that team. And I call them partners, because that's exactly what we are. We're business partners, and we do a really good job of getting that done. And we're able to get into communities that normally we just couldn't get to. We're also I'm really happy we just relocated our Hempstead Senior Center to a much bigger, much more interactive location. So we're really happy about that. And we're also in the very early stages of possibly looking to reopen or open two additional senior centers. which I think is the first time in decades that that conversation has been had here. And I also want to, you know, we're also very actively looking to get centers to, you know, it's kind of a double negative, you know, get younger seniors to come to the centers. We're looking to, and we're going back and talking to our partners about, can they begin to expand the hours, night programs, weekend programs, because we want to get those seniors who are either recently retired or scaling down or still somewhat active to come to our centers, to not only take part of the activity, but also to give some of their knowledge. I mean, we have accountants and doctors and lawyers, on and on, engineers, plumbers. I mean, there's no reason why they can't come to our centers.
Well, we learned a little secret, George, that if you want to get the younger seniors to come to your senior centers, you got to put a different word in senior center. We're Port Washington Activity Center. We're Great Med Social Center. You know, I don't know if it really has made a difference because, you know, what we see, especially with the younger seniors, is they're all working still. Very few people that I know that are in their 60s, even reaching 70, aren't still working. It's kind of a different generation, you know, of people that were like, you know, 65, you're retired and you got everything. No. It's very, very different, especially here on Long Island. You know, yeah. I had a question for you because you were talking
I apologize. Yeah. You remind me of two things that I think are real important. What you just said, I mean, we just saw this recent study that says that the people who were born after 1954 may be the first recorded generation that never actually retires. So to your point, you know, that's exactly right. You know, we have people who love to work, you know, and which is in turn creating some issues in some industries, because what happens when you have that fantastic 70-year-old manager or director now, and then you have all these 30 and 40-year-olds who just cannot get promoted or move on. So, I mean, you know, the retirement is just, that's not a word that doesn't seem to play anymore. So, sorry to interrupt you, but
they may have to work, you know, too. There's, like you were saying before, we don't plan to live. People weren't planning, you know, 60, 70 years ago to be 105, you know, or 100 or 90. 90 is like commonplace now. So you have your seniors who love to work, who are energetic and, you know, still enjoy, love what they do. And you have people that, you know, maybe are raising a younger family, a different generation, have to continue to work.
I like the word rewirement as opposed to retirement.
I'm thinking now, you know, you guys all marketing, ex-marketing people or what? Because I'm seeing all these great, you're right though.
I don't know if he has a nugget.
Well, it's true.
I mean, offline.
Yeah, in my case, I can tell you, I rewired my life doing stuff. You know, maybe it's not what you did before, but you take advantage of your life experience, which we all have, whether we know it or not, and maybe give that value to somebody else somewhere along the line. But you're rewiring your life. You're not packing it in.
Right.
And a lot of us, you know, complain, but we actually do like what we do for a living. You know, we enjoy the freedom. We enjoy the money. We enjoy that, you know. So in fact, one quick thing, with all the horrible things that are happening through COVID, there have been some positive things. And one of the things that we are seeing is, we're now getting seniors who were right on the edge. These are people who were working part-time, who had things going on, and COVID just knocked them right over. So we have picked up about almost 1,400 new seniors that were not part of our system, who are now actively involved in our system, which I think is a really good thing. Because we were able to give them a chance where they can pick and choose what services they want or they need. So it's actually a good thing, you know, that they this kind of forced them to kind of come out a little.
You know, that was kind of going to be my next area of questions for you, because you're talking about, you know, new senior centers, all these wonderful things. And, you know, we're now at this point where we have this transition back to normal. What does that look like in the county? How are you guys doing that? I mean, you have all these wonderful programs. We have all these wonderful programs. You know, we're coming back with our fitness classes in person in the fall. And it's very, very different. The class sizes are much reduced. The amount of classes we can offer are much reduced. We need to be in facilities that can accommodate 6 feet difference, you know, that there's staff there. You know, it's so many different things. So coming back is really a whole different world. And I know for, 50,000 seniors in North Hempstead, what those plans are like. Oh, we still don't know. Anything could happen with this variant, but
right.
What's that looking like for the county, the return?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because that's something that we have been looking at. We started looking at it in the middle of COVID, and as we got to whatever this post-COVID world is, a lot of things. In those centers that we have significantly upgraded technology. We're bringing in smart TVs. We're bringing in iPads. We're encouraging and sometimes forcing remote classes, encouraging the seniors, to come in on the Zoom aspect of it. We're also doing a lot of outside activities that we didn't do before. We're also working with our centers to begin to expand that day. So it's no longer, at 10 to 3 o'clock. Let's do some morning classes. Let's do some late afternoon classes, some night programs, some weekend classes. Also beginning to break, cut the days in half, where you have, one group in the morning, one group in the afternoon. I'm also pushing real hard to continue the grab-and-go meals, where seniors can come in, come into the morning program, grab a meal and go. I'm also looking to begin to work with some dinner programs where they come in and grab a dinner and be able to take that home with them. The other thing is this: we have significantly impacted the farmers market program this year. We have extended our partnership with Cornell Cooperative, where we're actually doing multiple mobile markets every week now. So we're bringing the markets to our senior centers, to the housing authorities, to the parks, to churches.
Right.
So, we're going to probably quadruple what we did post-COVID as a number of markets. Once again, to encourage people to come back to the centers, because that market are there. But the three biggest things have been technology, and we're investing a lot of money in that. And particularly with the mobile, where the seniors can take with them and be able to kind of, interact more, and also the programs. But also to telling our managers, they have to get creative. They got to come up with classes and programs that are really attracting people who normally, kind of bring them back little by little. Because it's going to be a process.
You said something that, as they know, was very near and dear to my heart, and that is seniors getting involved with technology. And I like to approach it from the fact that you do not have to be computer literate. That scares people, all right? You just have to be able to hit some key or something on a tablet and or talk to an Alexa, and all these technologies can do great things for you, and you do not have to be a computer guru in order to do them.
I couldn't agree with you more. Just literally press a button or just touch, set it up whereby the senior, if they want to take a chair yoga class, they can just press a button and then go right into the Zoom and right into the class.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear you say that. The county is, your department is high on that and pushing it, because thinking back during COVID, those people who had at least accessibility to the internet, they had a whole another dimension to their life compared to somebody who does not have that. People have to stop being afraid of it. I think that's a lot of it. There's nothing to fear. You don't have to be a genius to do it.
No. And I will tell you, the seniors do a good lie. I don't say they do a good job of not telling the truth all the time. And we found out in the middle of COVID, we found out when we were giving out masks, cloth masks, we gave out about 70,000 masks. We did not advertise at all that we were giving out masks. We were getting hundreds and hundreds of phone calls every day from seniors. We were asking, how'd you find out about it? And the answer was, so-and-so emailed me, so-and-so text me.
We have to take a quick break right now. I'm sorry, George, but I do want to hear that information. You've been listening to Project Independence and You here at Community Talk Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and we will be right back.